us start this hour local, shall we? Let's go to Olympia, where the lead budget writer for the Republicans in the state Senate issued this statement about the majority party, the Democrats, of course, passed their version of the budget and tax package over the weekend.
Number one, regressive taxes are bad, right? They have a disproportionate effect on people at the lower income levels, on people, working families, on people of color, minority communities, first and second generation Washingtonians who are just trying to get a start in our state. I think everyone also agrees that property taxes are absolutely regressive. Yet here we are. We have Democrats saying that they oppose regressive taxes, yet we have 19 Democrat senators who have signed on to this bill in support of this very regressive tax. Now, they say it's necessary to fund police, but I kind of find that rings hollow to me because they are among some of the very same legislators who just a few years ago worked so hard to defund the police and handcuff law enforcement to prevent them from doing their jobs.
All of which is accurate, by the way, and goes to show that it's really not about regressive versus progressive. It's all about more taxes, and it's all about people passing taxes that are almost certain to result in fewer jobs, less opportunity, and more people of means being encouraged not to move here and being encouraged to leave here. But we'll get into that in just a moment because we have a very patient state senator waiting. That would be the Republican leader in the Washington State Senate, John Braun, senator from Centralia Chehalis. Good to hear your voice, John Braun. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, John. Thanks very much for having me on.
So here's how bad the Democrats' budget is. It's so bad that the Seattle Times has weighed in against it. Quote, raiding the state's rainy day fund, adding novel taxes that could push money and jobs to other states, passing billions in pay increases to state workers while legislators debate service cuts to the most vulnerable people. And within the state's public schools, close quote. You actually have the Seattle Times on your side here, John.
That's just how bad it is. I mean, it's really crazy that we have a spending problem, and we've had a spending problem for several years now. Or we see it in massive deficits this year, and their solution to that spending problem is enormous new spending on things that. You know, I think if we could afford them, it probably would get some agreement, but we can't afford them right now. And it's one thing after another, like it's almost $15 billion in new spending over the next 4 years when we are already billions and billions of dollars underwater. And of course, they propose to pay for that with some enormous, by far the state's largest new taxes in several different areas.
Well, we should remind people what those taxes are because two of them are brand new types of taxes. They're not just raising taxes. We'll get into that in a moment. But they're also creating two new taxes, aren't they?
That's right. I mean, there's several things going on, but the principal three taxes are a wealth tax, which has been tried and failed around the world. And what it is, it's a lot of things. It's bad policy, but it's setting up the working Washingtonians to fill the gap when that tax doesn't work out. That's been shown over and over again. It's a payroll tax that has been enormously destructive in the city of Seattle. And maybe that's why the Times recognized it's such a bad idea to fund our state government. And then you talked about it earlier with Senator Gildon on it's a property tax. And the people have been very, very clear that they want a limit on both state and local property tax at 1%, and they propose to raise it not just to the 3% that was proposed the last couple of years, but get rid of the cap and cap it only with inflation and population growth, which if you look at history, it would average 4.5, but it could be as high as 8 or even 10. And It doesn't take me to figure it out. Go regressive. Google regressive property tax. It'll tell you everything you need to know. This is a bad tax. People are very opposed to it. And the last thing I'll say is they're clearly opposed to it. We have 30,000 people signed in this morning opposed to the property tax for the hearing this afternoon.
Excellent. Excellent. We'll get into that in just a moment. Let's break all these down for people because they need to know specifically why this is the most radical state legislature in my lifetime and maybe ever, John.
I would suggest ever.
Okay. The wealth tax, that is a tax where you are hit with a tax, not for how much money you spent, not how much money you earned, not how much money you invested. This is a tax for simply what you are worth, period. And everyone who, I think it hits 4,500 people, everyone who's worth more than $50 million is going to be assessed a tax for every dollar they are worth. So you may have made your money in another state. You know, oh, I'd love to move to Washington. And let's say you're worth $200 million and you come here, you are literally going to be taxed for breathing. I got that right?
That's right. It's right. It should be pretty obvious to the folks who propose this, not just because common sense would tell you folks who can are worth that amount of money can choose where they decide to live, and they can look and see where they've put this in place in different places around the world. And without exception, those folks have just relocated. So the idea here that there's somehow it's going to magically work in Washington, even though it didn't work anywhere else in the world, is just nonsense. And here's the thing I worry about is it claims it's going to collect $4 billion a year. That's $4 billion a year.
No.
And it's not.
No, it won't.
And when it doesn't, it's not like they're going to say, oh, wow, we spent that. We made a budget based on that. We're going to have to cut back our spending. They very clearly aren't interested in maintaining their spending. It's going to mean they're going to come back to working Washingtonians with some sort of tax to make up the difference. And that's just wrong.
Well, we should point out that the legislature is assuming that they can tax people, wealthy people, just for how much they are worth, period. And it's not going to have any impact on whether people move from here or choose to move here in the first place. That's what's called static analysis, where they assume that when they want to float an idea of a tax, it's nothing changes. There will be no change in behavior. Here's how much money we'll make from it. Let me give you an example. Mackenzie Scott used to be married to Jeff Bezos. Very, very wealthy, well over $10 billion. And she's giving a lot of it away. Why on earth would she live here when she would be taxed? How much would she be taxed every year?
I think that'd be $100 million a year.
$100 million just for living here, just for breathing. It's ridiculous. And Nick Hanauer, who I know, who's very liberal and very much a believer in progressive taxation, says, this isn't progressive. This is just stupid. Everyone I know, he says, Nick's one of those people who would pay this tax, he says, everyone I know would move. They're not going to stay here. So there's your wealth tax. The second tax is, frankly, it's an income tax. Only instead of having the wage earner pay the income tax, it's the wage payer, the company owner, who will pay the tax, correct?
That's right. They get around the limits, the constitutional limits on an income tax by switching the payer up to the employer instead of the employee. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out there's still going to be impact. And if you don't believe your common sense, just look at what happened in Seattle when they did this same tax, only about a quarter of the rate. a quarter of the rate, and they still had tens of thousands of jobs moved out of the city of Seattle. What do we think will happen to the state of Washington? This is a tax on jobs. And when you tax things, as we learned last year, when we talked about the Climate Commitment Act, when you tax things, they go away. We're going to see thousands, tens of thousands, maybe more good jobs leave the state of Washington.
So to underscore this again for the listeners, this is so important. This is how truly radical and quite frankly, truly frightening this tax is. When Seattle levied a tax that is just one quarter of what they have unveiled in Olympia, two things happen. Number one, tens of thousands of jobs left, including 10,000 Amazon jobs straight to Bellevue. Secondly, they raised $47 million less than they had forecast. So when you hear Senator Braun here say, oh, their collections are going to be far less than they are advertising, and that means they're going to be coming to you, Mr. and Mrs. Ordinary Everyday Washington Voter, to pick up the slack. And the third tax that you mentioned is on property tax. Currently, cities, counties are limited to collecting only 1% more property tax revenue than they collected the year before, plus any new construction. So from year to year, they can raise the amount they collect in property tax, 1% plus new construction. If they want any more than that, they got to get permission from the voters. They have to go to the voters and ask for it. This legislature lifted the cap, and currently that would mean that cities and counties could raise not 1% more per year, over 4% per year. It more than quadruples the amount of property tax they can collect. This legislature is doing this while talking out of the other side of their mouth about the need for more affordable housing. Doesn't make sense to me, Senator.
It shouldn't make sense, because it absolutely doesn't. And it's not just raising the cap on local government. It also raises the cap on state government. And they assume that higher property tax rate right in their own government, right in their own budget. So when they say, well, this is just something locals can decide, well, locals can already decide if they send it to the voters. But they're deciding for the voters in the state proper, in the state budget. That's how they do this. And some folks will say, well, 3%, 4%, that's not very much. But it is a lot, because it compounds. So in the first year, it's a couple hundred million dollars, which is already a lot of money. By year three or year four, it's $1 billion a year. Yeah. In 10 years, it's $18 billion a year in new property taxes. And think about how many people are struggling to stay in their homes on current property taxes and what this will do to them. This is a terrible idea.
Okay, so currently, what is the status of the budget, and what is the status of these three taxes passing?
All right, so we had many hours of debate on Saturday. The Democrats passed their budget proposal over to the House on a mostly party line vote. We had a couple of Democrats vote no. And they all voted no against our proposal, which would have maintained services but not had any taxes. And then all of the taxes are being heard this afternoon, starting at 4 p.m. In the Ways and Means hearing, which is the fiscal committee for the Senate. And right now we have thousands of people signed in opposed. As I mentioned earlier, we have 30,000 people signed in opposed to the property tax. If you can still sign up. Go to the Senate website, just Google it, and you can look for Ways and Means and look for the property tax bill. You can sign up to oppose. You can still come to Olympia if you have time. You can sign up just to oppose. You can sign up to testify virtually. So there's still time to weigh in.
Okay. Let's hone in on that. There's the legislative hotline, which is 1-800-562-6000, where you can send an email to your senator or your House member. And that opens at 8 o'clock. And then you can also sign in to weigh in on these measures today, correct?
That's correct. And if you'd like, John, I could read off the bill numbers really quickly for you, if that's helpful.
Please do.
All right. So The wealth tax is Senate Bill 5797. The payroll tax is Senate Bill 5796. And the property tax is Senate Bill 5798.
Okay, so all these bills have an SB in front of them for Senate Bill. Those numbers again, beginning with the wealth tax?
That's right.
The number?
5797.
One more time?
Wealth tax, 5797.
Okay.
Payroll tax, 5796. And property tax, 5798.
Okay, so there you have it. 5796, 5797, 5798. Very good. All right. And if people want to weigh in, what number do they call?
Well, they'll have to do it online. Okay. You can't do it over the phone. So you got to go to Washington Legislature. If you just Google or type into your browser, Washington Legislature, almost invariably will come up at the top of the scene. Mm-hmm. And when you go to there, you'll have it'll either say a little tab called Bills, or now it's set to default to there. So you just come up a little blank, and you can fill in these four numbers, and it'll pull up that bill, and that will take you. If you got to go through a couple steps, but you'll take you directly to where you can sign up to testify. You can also go to our Senate Republican website to a page called Save Washington, and it will give you the directions as well.
So Google Washington State Senate Republicans, and the site will come up, and go to the page that mentions... Go ahead.
Yeah, it'll highlight the taxes that we should be pushing back on, and you should be able to click through directly to where you can sign up.
Click directly, and you can make clear that you're for or against these taxes. And as Senator Braun is mentioning here, over 30,000 people have done so.
30,000 opposed. We have a few hundred supporting. But
wow. 30,000 both. Folks, let's get busy. Let's do that. That's just a few keystrokes on your computer, and you can make that happen, and you can weigh in, and you can be heard. And then you can also call your senator and your House members of the legislative hotline when it opens at 8 o'clock, and that's 1-800-562-6000. All right, we've got 30 seconds. Final word, Senator John Braun, Senate leader of the Republicans.
I think the most important message is we're not done yet. There's still plenty of time for the people of Washington to weigh in and say, hey, they expect a budget that is reasonable, that shows restraint, that lives within our means, that doesn't put additional burdens on working Washingtonians, and doesn't undermine our economy so we come back next year with an even bigger problem to solve. And I encourage folks to dial in and tell their local, their legislators that they oppose these taxes. It's the wrong direction for Washington State, and to log in and register their disapproval for the Senate hearing that's going to happen this afternoon. Thanks very much for having me on.
Senator Braun, really appreciate you making the time. And again, just a reminder to our listeners, the massive increase in the creation of this payroll income tax, Senate Bill 5796, must fall. It must die. The radical wealth tax, Senate Bill 5797, that must be defeated. And this disgraceful attempt to quadruple property tax collections for both cities and counties during the very time when they're complaining about a lack of affordable housing, that Senate Bill 5798, that needs to go down hard as well. So Google Washington Senate Republicans, go to that page and it'll take you through the steps, weigh in opposition, or if you want, in favor of those taxes, but I hope you'll weigh in against those taxes.